Kete on community on Banan the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6.
To Kulamauri and welcome to the Kiribati Voice program FM 104.6 with Charles. And today I have a guest with me on the show. This is Therese from the Pacific Vision Aotearoa, and also have a lovely program legal session on air with Ia Valetau that's coming up on the show. Today is I'll give you some updates around the weather, and then we will go into the interviews. Stay tuned for the next hour. It is lovely having your company again, and let's start our program with a music selection. After this, we'll provide you with the weather update, and then we get straight into the interview session. Kona meurin kemen panan kilpes. Tava yo adiska kana kona kaka tu wiki Ramin Charles. Pandani na pagkati mata na meru. Kadi na tita yo yaya wirwa kaya na meru na ngayon ngani pagin interview. Sa na meru yon ti yo sa ano kaya yon ti Pacific Vision na Otero. Ani ko tayo mati negotiation na adiska kana po meru yata lang lawyers. Tiba tara na yon ti program yo. Karawara tayo ito wala tiyaw mendi.
I'm a boy, 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 city. Rigs have me rolling, gonna rim in the window. Breathe in and breathe out when the wind blow. Go yeah, the good in the kaya, my good, I'm ready, they get, I'm bingo. I yo, farm, yeah, Kevin, Kevin. And I deliver the love for KCO. The money for me, for water. That's how the free get roll.
Kia ora, tāna whātū, kona Māori, and welcome to the show. Now I'll give you the update of the weather all around New Zealand, and especially the main cities. In Auckland, we are expecting rains and also lot of clouds around today. In Hamilton, also we are expecting a lot of raining and cloudy day as well. In Christchurch, the weather is not so shiny as well. It is cloudy with raining, and that is pretty much the update of the weather for your information today. And let's go to Auckland itself. And we are looking at the Auckland Central, North Shore, Waitakere, Manukau, Hunua. And the outlook of the weather for today until Sunday is not looking good. The weather is pretty much wet, except for tomorrow. We're expecting a lot of sunshine with the temperature at the high of 27 degrees Celsius and low of 16 overnight. Now let's go to the Tuvalu, Funafuti in Tuvalu. The weather is partly cloudy with a temperature of 29 degrees Celsius. And in Kiribati, Pairiki Tarawa, mostly sunny on the island today with the temperature of 29 degrees Celsius. Now let's go to the water tide table. It was low tide at 1 o'clock in the morning. That was in the morning of today. And we're expecting the high tide at 7:30 this morning, and low tide again at 1:30 this afternoon. And then in the evening, we're expecting high tide turn 47. And that is pretty much the update. Welcome to the show, and it is lovely having a great company. And coming up, I will entertain you with a music break. And then after that, we will have our interview session. Te peroro e sinakana kua kane te teio me nei nigere mananga me te Pacific Vision Aotearoa o kandaringa pa kona okona nora iei pai kakakawak. Sina meroro ki na te perera naki pa taruruan te meangi o ane ngai aramua ni ruang kane sinakana kua te teio. Isa ni kana kona koimi te weta fugasi ki te peo tena nukono e na kana kona pena koimi. Ngai rami Charles the programmer yo o kandaringa pa kote ime toa ni merurung. O sinakana kua tukana kane isa na pendine ya kane. Oh, sekarang aku dapat interview min. Oh.
It is lovely to have your great company, and at this time I am very excited to let you know that I have got a guest with me on the show. And this is to do with the program Waste Reduction is Our Responsibilities. And we are looking at doing some sessions over the coming weeks. And I am very proud to invite, this is Therese from the Pacific Vision Aotearoa. But I'll give her the opportunity to introduce herself to our listeners. And kia ora and te kona Māori, welcome to the show, Therese. How are you?
Māori and kia ora, Charles. I'm well, thank you. It's lovely to be on here with you. And kia ora tātou katoa toa to all our listeners. Just a little bit about myself before we get started. I've got my feet planted on many islands. On my mum's side, to the beautiful islands of Rarotonga, Mangaia, Atu, Mauke, Mitiaro, which are all in the beautiful Cook Islands, and also to Greece and England and Ireland on my father's side. And lastly, to Aotearoa, the island, my Turanga Waiwai, where I was born and raised. So I'm a bit of a fruit salad. And over the last over my working life, I've spent 20 years in the New Zealand film industry, working as a technician, helping tell other people's stories. And then the last 10 years, I've switched to the environment sector, soaking up all there is to learn about how to be a good protector of our water, our land, and our air. And I'm also interested in our heritage arts and have spent the best part of 2 decades researching and writing a book on our Cook Islands art of tātātou or tattooing. And love getting involved in any art project that helps reconnect us to those riches of our culture. And lastly, I'm a keen waka warrior, and I'll jump on any waka hodua that's going past. It's our double-hulled voyaging canoes. I love having my feet on the deck, and that's a theme that's going to pop up throughout our sessions, because I see the whole culture around our waka as the key to moving through our current challenges, and as they are vessels of knowledge and steeped in the knowing.
Mm-hmm. And that is very interesting to know the many beautiful colours of you, the makeup of who you are and what you are now today. Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the Pacific Vision Aotearoa and the work you do?
Sure. Well, Pacific Vision Aotearoa was formed only a year and a half ago, so we're still very young, but we actually started meeting. There were 4 of us, and we're all islanders, and we're all brought up here in Aotearoa, and we've been meeting for the last 4 years. And we found that we had this commonality of being passionate for our people and the environment. And what we started noticing was that when we were going along to these zero waste gatherings and about recycling, community recycling, there was a voice missing, and it was the Pacific voice. So that was when we decided that we would form Pacific Vision Aotearoa. But since then, we now have a team of 7 people who are focused on our purpose, which is to uplift our people and care for the whenua and the moana while weaving in our cultural knowledge. We know that our people have the answers to the many challenges facing our communities. So for us, it's about reconnecting and reawakening that wisdom. And for myself, you will notice that I'm feeling very connected to our moana. And I'm currently learning about that knowledge that our tūpuna connected into on a daily basis, that's stored in our oceanic library, like the role of the navigator, you know, the ones that could read the stars, the sun, the moon, the waves, the currents, the clouds, the birds. You know, as I was listening to you talk about the weather, we didn't have access to, you know, the internet and the meteorological sites. It was all about what we observed from the natural environment. So, you know, we need to tap into that knowledge and to be more resilient. I believe that we need to learn the skills of being navigators. But we're going to talk about more about that in another session.
And that is very, very interesting. And thank you for that vision. Mm. Now, what are you currently working on?
Well, currently we partner with Auckland Council's Waste Solutions team. So we basically go out and talk a lot of rubbish in our community. So council is currently working towards the goal of zero waste by 2040. Now, that term zero waste is going to come up a lot when we go through these sessions. Mm-hmm. And I want to actually use the words zero waste more so that we become familiar with it, because it is a term that is used now, but it's actually a term that we've always lived and breathed.
Yeah.
So it's just putting it in a different context. But it's an aspirational goal, and as council interprets, it's around, you know, not sending any rubbish to landfill. But like any goal, it's all about the journey.
Mm.
So that's the journey we're enjoying working alongside our Pacific communities, like we have done with the Kiribati and Tuvalu groups out west, and introducing them to ways to reduce rubbish. For example, like how to set out your bins at home for recycling and composting soft plastics, starting a home garden, and even going on a field trip to places like the Zero Waste Zone at the Waitakere Transfer Station, which is a very cool education centre, all made up from trash from the tipping floor. Or we might even go to a local community garden to connect to the local hub, because quite often what I find is that most people don't realise what's just around the corner from them.
Yeah.
And then there's this great connection where they can all learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the kind of things we're going to talk about over the course of this program and much more. We'll talk about how to run your own, once again, zero waste event, whether that be just, you know, meeting with some friends in a group or church gatherings or even bigger cultural events.
Mm.
We'll talk about the council's Love Food, Hate Waste campaign, ways to save money as a parent, there's another campaign that council are running called Living Lightly. What does that mean? Plastics, the enormous amount of plastics in our oceans, the ways to live minimalistically, and once again, our waka culture, which is at the heart of everything.
Mm-hmm. And it is overwhelming to come to that knowledge, to know the amount and the enormous amount of waste around us. Now, why should our people care about reducing waste and looking after the environment?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we are people of faith, and our first duty is to care for creation. And we all do this in different ways. For me, like I mentioned before, I'm a moana warrior and a whenua warrior. I love being on our voyaging waka, reliving and learning the wisdom of our tupuna. And so, you know, we're so disconnected to our old ways of when life was so much simpler and slower, so that we could digest life, we could observe its nuances, like I mentioned before, seeing the clouds and the wind movement and changes, and so that we actually can live life in balance and harmony. But the real world is nothing like that, right? It's fast, furious, and extremely convenient. Mm. So this produces an extraordinary amount of rubbish. So I don't know if you can remember, Charles, but when I first presented to the Kiribati West Auckland community, I showed this picture of this rugby field, and it was filled right to the top of the goalposts with rubbish and right to the edges of the whole field. And I was asking everyone, so how much rubbish do you think this relates to for Aucklanders? And it was a surprise to everyone that it was just 1 week's of rubbish. So that's how much rubbish that Aucklanders produce in 1 week, which is actually an old statistic. It's actually bigger than that, and it's growing because we're a growing city. So this is the kind of what we're tackling, and excuse the pun. And basically it's around teaching that there is no such place as away. So we put our bins out on the curbside every week, and the truck just takes it away. Well, there is no place. Okay, away is our Mother Earth. It's that deep, dark, vast hole that's constantly being tipped into by these massive trucks that dump all the rubbish, and it gets compacted and filled and leaches, you know, toxic waste into our whenua on a daily basis. This is what we're trying to tackle.
Mm.
And that's the stuff that makes it into the bin. You know, rubbish that gets dumped in our waterways or blown into the moana is just as scary. Have you ever heard of the great big Pacific garbage patch? Well, it's twice the size of Texas, which I've never been to Texas, but I'm assuming that it's a very large place, and it's in the North Pacific. And this is created by the ocean currents, and it's created this huge soup of marine rubbish, and it's mainly plastic.
Mm.
So we're going to go into this more on another session, but just a bit of a warning to listeners, once you know more about it, you may not eat another fish. It's very hard.
Yeah,
reality.
That's very scary. Mm. Yeah.
So not only is reducing waste good for the environment, but it's also the number one way to save money. Now, this is where it is a good attractor for a lot of people. So all households in Auckland are moving towards a pay-as-you-throw system. So we here in the West and North Shore and Papakura have been doing this for a number of years. You're a West Aucklander, aren't you, Charles? So you, you know, you buy your bags, as we've done in the past, and every time, and we can put it out every week. And now we've got bins, we have to buy tags for them. So we're paying for every time the truck comes to pick up our rubbish, and very soon all of Auckland are going to be doing the same. Mm-hmm. So the easiest way to start saving money is to not throw out so much. So we've got to see what we're throwing out. And I'll go into this into more detail. But briefly, we know that what people throw out in their bins, it actually doesn't have much rubbish in it at all, because half of it can be composted because it's mainly food scraps and garden waste, and some of it's just a bit of recycling gone wrong, people not realising how much they can actually recycle. So I find the easiest way to start reducing waste is also to grow your own food. Mm-hmm. Because that means you're not going to the supermarket and bringing back all those plastic bags. You're not bringing all the packaging that goes with all that food. Even all our fruits and vegetables are getting wrapped in plastic now. So whether it's in the backyard, in a container, or on the windowsill, in the kitchen, every little bit helps. So our parents' generation and their parents, for me, they were our zero waste champions. Nothing was wasted. I'm sure everyone's got a story of, you know, pulling out the nails and having to straighten them. And I had this one story from this mama who told me that her mum sewed her some pants from a flour sack, and they'd use the inner tube from a tyre as elastic. You know, we were ingenious, creative, and amazingly resourceful.
Yeah.
And we understood the ecosystem that we were part of, and like nature, we wasted nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of thinking that I'm keen to reignite, and I know that some people are already doing this, and we want to support those that are, because there's many operators out there that are working in their backyard, in their garages, little micro businesses, fixing lawnmowers, scrap metal collectors, repairing bikes, caterers, smoothies, and let's not forget that thriving economy of the infamous Island Donut.
Yeah, that's right.
So wouldn't it be great, you know, if we were able to trade goods and services rather than dollars, you know, like a jar of honey for a haircut, a bunch of taro leaves for some coconut oil, just like the old days. And wouldn't it be good if we got 10 cents every time we returned our drink bottle or beer bottle, just like the old days. Now, these ways are still possible, and this is the kind of future that Pacific Vision Aotearoa would like to see, where we take responsibility for what we create, we only take what we need, and we ensure there is plenty for generations to come.
Absolutely right. And our listeners are listening and having an interview with Therese Mangos from Pacific Vision Aotearoa. Now, Therese, what would you advise listeners to do in order to start their waste reduction journey?
Yeah, well, like I just mentioned earlier, it's all about getting to know your rubbish. You know, it's a bit of an unpleasant affair, but it's very necessary. If we don't do a little look and see what we're throwing out, we've got no way of knowing how to change, you know, what we need to do. So what I want to do is send out a bit of a challenge to listeners to, for the next couple of weeks before I come back, is to check your bin. Have a look in that bag of rubbish that you collected in before it goes out into the wheelie bin, and just observe the kind of things you're filling it with. Is it mainly nappies or takeaway containers, last night's leftovers, you know, lots of food scraps? Just take a note, and we'll cover how we can eliminate and reduce what you're throwing out, because that's the key to it all, is trying to, you know, make some changes at home. And in the kitchen's a great place to start.
And I quite like that word you said, making changes at home and changing your lifestyle as well. Now, how do the listeners keep in touch with you and the Pacific Vision Aotearoa? Have any contact?
Yeah, we don't have a website yet, but we do have a Facebook page. And funnily enough, it's called Pacific Vision Aotearoa. So just put that in the Facebook and you'll come up with us and you'll see all the activities that we're involved in. And I can also be contacted on my mobile. I'm very happy to, for anyone that's interested to have a conversation. And my number is 021-905-961. So that's 021-905-961. And
do you have any final words you would like to share with our listeners as we conclude the interview?
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Charles. Well, I just want to finish off by going back to the wisdom of our tupuna. And Papa Maupialu was one of the last navigators from Satawa in Micronesia. You know, he was instrumental in revitalizing the art of celestial navigation and when it was on the brink of extinction. And he said, if I have courage, it is because I have faith in the knowledge of my ancestors. So on that note, maitaki and thank you for the opportunity to share with you and your listeners today, Charles.
And thank you once again for your time to join us on the program, and we look forward to the coming sessions in the coming weeks. And thank you, folks. Thank you for your listening and your company. And you've been listening to the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6 with Teresi Mangos from Pacific Vision Aotearoa. Until then, we'll catch up again next time. Bye.
Hey.
panamera men banan kita versi di FM 104.6. So, ane kanu anda interview. Yeri ingkar itu mana sih nak anak pangkani? Ina nuk tayi nangkani. Tayi yang sih natara di tua. Ni dekereke met the immigration. Sih nara nak ingkar ni nanti mana the lawyer ngai. Tapi metu orang nang itu kang orang yo. Oh, nak anak anak kau ingkani. The interview. Oh, kan orang apa yang anak buat kita ingkani? Sih nak anak anak apa nak kau ingkani? Tapi ada nak ipa rongo ika akimoto tu. Mente community. The lawyer, the community legal services in South Trust, one of the people taken in the and Pacific greetings, Kona Maori, and thank you for your great company. And I would like to invite our guest on the show, and this is our lovely lawyer Ia Fale Tau from the Community Legal Services South Trust. Kona Maori, ko wara, how are you? Ia Fale Tau, how are you? How's your day been?
Yes, thank you, Charles. It's been very good. Slowly getting back into work, so the day's going really fast, and the weather's looking really good outside. So, all in all, it's a good day.
And thank you that you have the time for our show. And I understand we are going to talk about the rights of overstayers. Can you just give us the brief outline of the program, and then we go from there?
Yeah, sure. So for the last couple of months and the last sessions we've gone through, we have been covering the topic of immigration law. So for the listeners out there, last week Effie went over the work visa. So today I'll be going over rights of overstayers. So this is your rights if you are unlawfully in New Zealand. What can you do? What are your responsibilities? And what can you do to make yourself lawful if that's what you're looking for in the long term?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So what are some of the responsibilities that our people need to understand about the overstayer?
Yeah, so if you are an overstayer in New Zealand under the Immigration Act, it basically means that you are unlawfully in New Zealand. So that means that if you're considered an overstayer, you don't have a valid visa or you haven't been granted entry permission. So if you are a person who is unlawful in New Zealand, you have an obligation to leave. You may also be liable for something called deportation. So that's where Immigration New Zealand sends you a liability notice saying that if you don't leave the country within a certain amount of time, they'll issue you with a deportation notice, and then you'll be liable for deportation. If you're an overstayer in New Zealand, you have no right to work. You also have no right to study in New Zealand, but you do also have no right to apply for visa. So if you're an overstayer in New Zealand, there are different responsibilities that you have, and those responsibilities depend on what type of visa you firstly hold within New Zealand.
And now, can I work if I am an overstayer? We understand that people become overstayers because for many reasons, but they do have the right to live and provide for themselves. Can I have work? Can I work if I am an overstayer?
Yeah, okay. You are correct in saying that, Charles. I mean, everyone has a right to earn a living. But what's most important to note is that you must have a valid visa in New Zealand if you're wanting to work. So if you're an overstayer, you cannot work in New Zealand. It is uncommon for people unlawfully in New Zealand to meet or to work to meet their living expenses. There have been a number of issues raised by people working without a visa. But what's important to note also is that if employers are looking at employing workers who don't have a valid work visa, there are possible consequences for them because those people don't have rights to work in New Zealand. There are certain cases. So, for example, there was a case called Henry's Poultry Limited where a company had been convicted of six offences. Because they were employing people who didn't have valid visas. The courts take it very seriously on employers as well. If you are employing people who don't have valid work visas, you can be brought up in court on those charges. So it's important for not only those who are looking at work, but also employers to know that, you know, the only people that you're allowed to employ are people with valid visas. This example illustrates that people working unlawfully in New Zealand may face deportation or also be able to become lawful, depending on their circumstances.
So can I, what are the options that the overstayers may have?
Yeah, so if you're an overstayer in New Zealand, basically what happens is you don't have a right to apply for a visa. So, for example, if you came on a visitor visa and that visa has expired and you're wanting to apply for a further visa, you don't have a right to apply for that further visa because you are an overstayer. However, what you can do is something called a Section 61 request. So this is a request to Immigration New Zealand, basically asking them for a visa. But like any request under Section 61, it's made at the absolute discretion of the immigration officer or the person who's deciding your case. So if you're applying for a Section 61 as an overstayer, Immigration New Zealand do not have to consider your application. It's at their discretion. And even if they do make a decision, they don't have to actually tell you the reasons for your application. So that's one of your options as an overstayer. If you're wanting to make yourself lawful again, you do a Section 61 request. What you can also do is request to the Associate Minister of Immigration for a grant of a visa. The normal process is that you'll put an application through to Immigration New Zealand, and if they decline you, you have 42 days to appeal that to the Associate Minister of Immigration, and then they can make a decision on your case. But your case must have something called special circumstances before the Associate Minister will be able to make a decision on that.
So before, now, just before going any further, do you have any form or is there any forms to fill out regarding filling out those Section 61 and writing to the Associate Minister? Is there a form to fill out?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So with the Section 61 request, there is no form that you fill in for that request. So basically, if you're wanting to do a Section 61 request, you fill in the normal forms as you would. So you'll just get, for example, if you're wanting to apply for a work visa under Section 61 request, you just fill in the work visa application form. So together with that form, you would need to write a letter, and that letter is your request under Section 61. So it's not the same process as a normal application, because this is known as a Section 61 request, and the processes are a bit different from that if you were to apply for a normal work or visitor visa. That's just the same as the associate minister. So basically what you do, there is no particular form for that. All you need to do is, you can talk to one of your lawyers. So basically what happens is the lawyer will then put submissions on your behalf towards the Associate Minister of Immigration and put your case forward that way. So there are no particular forms if you're wanting to go for the ministerial request or Section 61 request. It's just a matter of you writing a letter and putting forward submissions of why your case or why you should be granted a visa.
Yeah. So what else are the options available for the overseas?
Yeah, so another option is that you can appeal to the Immigration and Protection Tribunal. So this is if you've been given something called a liability for deportation. So you can appeal to they're known as the IPT. So you can request for them to cancel your deportation notice or your liability notice, and then that would allow you to then go through and request a Section 61. So it is a bit technical if you are an overstayer and making yourself lawful, but I mean, it depends on how strong your case is and whether you have good grounds for Immigration New Zealand to grant you a valid visa. Alternatively, if none of those work, or if you're still being declined, you can apply to the High Court for something called a judicial review. So the judicial review is a different area of law where you're basically saying that your case wasn't taken seriously and it wasn't something administrative that wasn't taken into account when Immigration New Zealand were looking into your application. And then alternatively, if all those options still don't work out for you, you can leave New Zealand and just apply for a visa over the shore or, back at your homeland. So I think a positive of going back home is that you're not unlawful in New Zealand anymore, but that you can then apply for a valid visa while you're overseas.
Mm. And who should an overstayer approach for help?
Yeah, so if you are an overstayer and you're wanting to legalize your status in New Zealand, there are three people that you can seek help from. So licensed immigration advisor, there are a number of them out there. If you look on the Immigration New Zealand website, just find one closest to you. Alternatively, you can come in and see one of us at the Community Law Centre. So we're based in Otara, depending on the area you live in. Or alternatively, you can just seek help from a lawyer, depending on what your need is and how urgent your matter is, if you're wanting to legalize your status in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Any final words you would like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, so just final words from our session today. If you are looking at legalizing your status in New Zealand or applying for a further visa, I would recommend if you're wanting to extend a visa, make sure you're doing it before your current visa expires, so that way you're not considered an overstayer, because it is quite hard to legalize your status after you have overstayed in New Zealand, unless you have good grounds or a special case that we can put forward. So just in that regard, make sure that your visas are valid and that you are keeping to those conditions.
Mm, great stuff. And that is, of course, our lovely solicitor for Community Legal Services, South Trust, Ia Faletau. Looking forward to having you again on our show next week. And you take care of yourself for now. Until then, we'll see and catch up again. Thank you, Ia Faletau. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Charles.
Kia ruewa, wawa isua, awa awa, ruewa, onowa, onowa. Akon mewri men panan kiri bas, tabi awa mine sa esaro ro kontukin nara kawara, yaki tau kanuan nara program, ar tos na kanuan kina koimi, ibugin wale dikin tetai. Mege nane, nara ono kontukona natukuna, are climate change.
This is our song to the world.
Two countries polluting the atmosphere.
Hear our cries and our pleas. We want to live on the shores and not victims of life.
Radio, New Zealand, FM89.0 and across over Kiribati Rune, Furitua, Pauro Taurora, and then the Montaig in the Kanemapu, in the I mean, and the Taiging Gane, and Tao the Win and Carpotia, Wuan Tenwarabu, I made radio at a Tabo Kiaki, Radio 581 BI, come on again, and then Charles Many Tatan. I went to the right time of the Pacific Micron Services, Charitable Trust, and I get a team at Wayakan one to Kongorayu, Ibukim, Ibukiran Kapit. The Maroni, the Pangamino, the Wiki, and Aroko, Nami Kongoran, Banani Kiribas in May, New Zealand, Yon Radio, FM 104.6, Kiribas Voice, with Charles, Omega Yeri Rhine and Remy, Bessinapa, Ibukin Donaku. Oh, some guys spoken on the Wiki, and Tirai Mukayo, oh, some album.
Our right to life and health. Ooh, our country. This is our goal to you.
Kiribas Maya Katia, Yete, Panan Kiribas Voice Radio, FM 104.6.